Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Jones Zone. Today, I have Ashley, who I sold your house in Brea. Was it 5 years ago, you said?
2018, yes.
Goodness April gracious. 2018. Wow. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. So she moved to Dallas, Texas. So this is our show about Dallas, Texas. For any Californians who are considering moving to Dallas, Ashley's going to be our expert as far as answering some of the questions. So I'm just going to dive right into it. Tell us, Ashley, why did you move to Dallas, Texas?
Really, for us, it was lifestyle. We were looking to, as we were starting to grow our family and have children, we wanted to go somewhere that was just a little bit more wholesome in an environment that was focused more on family, stepped out of the rat race that is California some. And really for us also on that, with our kids growing up, we were thinking about it with the expense that is California. I'm like, by the time they're 18 and ready to move out, where are they going to go? You know, their choices are going to be either they're going to live with us forever, which we don't want, or they're going to end up, you know, moving away, which they could anyway for college. We understand that. But, you know, we don't want them to feel like their back is against a wall to make such a decision with the reality of the pricing and the cost of living in Southern California.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then your two boys, Carson and Braxton, are 4 yes. and 7 years old. I've seen them on Facebook. You guys look like you're having a ball. Doing all the outdoor stuff.
All the things. They are busy, busy boys. And we have way more space here for them to be busy boys. And that has been such a blessing and so amazing just to give them that area. We're on a lot more land than what you can afford reasonably in Southern California.
Well, tell you know what? That's going to be one of my questions. And we can even jump to that now. Tell us a little bit about what you have there in Texas. As far as your house, how many acres, how big is the house, etc.
Okay, so currently in Southern California, in Brea, we had a 2,100 square foot house, single story, 1960s ranch style home. It wasn't fully remodeled, you know, your basic kind of starter home. We now have a 5,000 square foot home on a on an acre with a pool. And all the things, and the kids love it. And we have space to host family and friends that have come to visit. And we do very regularly host them. We also have built a mother-in-law house onto our house. So my mother is here with us. She moved from California as well. And that's been great for her as
well. Oh, I bet. Let's go back to your house. So a 5,000 square foot house on an acre.
We're actually located in, they call it the Metroplex. It's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're kind of, Dallas is here and Fort Worth's here. And we're kind of right in the middle in the suburbs. And I would easily equate it to the Brea area. There's very much, now that we've been here 5 years, we're like, here's Brea, here's where Belinda. And it's very easy to pull out the suburbs and relation to what we've always known. We paid $765 for our house here.
Wow.
Yeah. With the boom that has been Texas and the DFW Metroplex, we could easily list our house for probably 1.6 right now.
Oh,
easily. It has blown up. It has blown up out here.
And how's it?
Especially with us adding the next gen living, that is huge out here. We've got Lennar Homes out here actually building whole complexes all over the place that are next gen living with that in-law suite and full apartment attachment.
Yeah, I just saw the first time I've seen it in Placentia, where a new home builder is actually kind of a custom home builder because it was only, I think, 5 homes. And two of the models, they did include an in-laws quarters, which was brilliant because that is such big demand. So
demand out here.
How long does it take you to drive to downtown Dallas?
Well, downtown Dallas could easily equate to downtown LA. You want to get to the center of the city in rush hour. I mean, it could take you an hour plus, right? Luckily, though, we don't really have to go into downtown Dallas. I would say where we're located, getting into downtown Fort Worth, there's a lot of jobs in Fort Worth area. That's a lot easier of a commute. I would say that's about 45 minutes. Again, Dallas going in, if you were commuting for work, you're still looking at like an hour that direction. The difference between a Southern California commute and a Texas commute is Texas is huge and expansive. So in that 45 minutes or an hour, yes, you are hitting some traffic. It's also distance. You're getting places because it's so expansive.
Right. And there's, and it's not
in California to sit 45 minutes. You might make it 10 miles.
That's for sure. Oh, all right. Let's, so you moved to Texas for lifestyle and
yes,
kids and for your family. What has been the biggest differences between California and Texas?
Well, of course, before we moved here, we were really, you know, did a ton of research. We came out to visit multiple times. We had some friends and family that had moved out here previously. We talked to them, came to visit them. The biggest difference, if as a Californian coming here, is the topography. Oh, I didn't expect it to affect us as much as it did. It is flat. It is
big sky.
It is big sky, flat country. It is, it's unbelievable. You just look, I can't get my bearings. I'm like, oh, north is not the mountains anymore. And south is not the beach. You just kind of go for it. So that's one thing on that side. The other thing is the people here are so genuinely kind. Southern charm is a real thing. And it exists here in Texas. People ask you how you're doing and how your day is. And usually it's the generic, oh, I'm good. And you move along with your life. And people actually want to know how you're doing. You get stopped in the grocery store and they're like, oh, have you tried this whatever brand of whatever? And you have a full 20-minute conversation with these people just because they're kind and people get to know each other. It has been, they've been so inviting. People are nice.
You know, it's funny. I was telling you earlier how I've done other states. I've done South Carolina, Tennessee. Anyway, in Oklahoma, and kind of the overwhelming, I get a lot of in the southern states. Of that everything's just, everybody's so nice. In fact, I even had a client who moved from Fullerton, and I can't recall because this was a while back. He was a police officer. He was, and he says, we're going to Georgia. If we come back, or South Carolina, if we come back, we like it. We're going to come back and have you sell a house. And he comes back, calls me. He says, yeah, we love it. And we're going to go. And he said, and so I get over to his house. He says, yeah. And he's a police officer. And he said, God, I almost got enough. How to go? It obviously went well. He says, yeah. He says, I almost got in a fight there. I said, you're kidding. How? What happened? He goes, I was at the supermarket and the box boy said, hey, would you like me to take this out to your car, sir? And I thought he was mocking me. And I was just kind of, and he was genuinely sweet and nice and saying, no, let me go ahead and take it out to your car for you, you know? Yeah. And so I guess the point being is too, police officers have to put up with a lot of challenging situations. Yeah. So he was used to that. But yeah, I get a lot of that where it's just the culture is so sweet and caring and nice.
Oh, they really are just genuinely nice. And life is slower here. I mean, it's not the rat race that is Southern California. It's really just not. It's Texas time and, you know, everything shuts down on Sundays because there's church and there's football. So nothing's going on Sundays other than church and football. Real estate, there are no open houses on a Sunday. There are no garage sales on a Sunday. Those things are saved for Fridays and Saturdays. It's the Bible Belt and it's cowboy country. By cowboys, I don't mean like hats and, you know, hats and spurs. I mean that too, out in the country, but cowboys as in football. So that's what matters.
I heard it's God's here and football's like there for a lot of people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hands down, without a doubt. The best time to go to the grocery store is when the Cowboys are playing. If you ask me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that makes sense. So was there any surprises when you moved to Texas? What surprised you the most? Maybe you already mentioned.
You know what? When we first moved here, our oldest son was 18 months old. And he wasn't quite talking yet. And so I was like, yes, he's going to get some awesome Texas twang and some accent. No, not at all. Being in the suburbs of the DFW area, there are so many transplants here. Now, if we lived out in the country, absolutely. But being in the suburbs, there are more transplants here than anything else. There are, of course, the Texas natives, but they seem to be fewer and far between, really, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
But there's still the culture of don't California my Texas. Let me tell you, you hear that all the time. People are here in Texas and they want it to stay the Texas that it is.
And what do you mean by that? Just freedoms and or?
Oh, what? Yeah. There is such pride of state here. You've never heard anything like it. Pride of state. And then it goes down to pride of your county and your city and your local high school football team. People are really proud to be Texans and be here to enjoy the freedoms that it provides. You know, different amendment freedoms, we might say, that it provides, or political freedoms and things like that are different from Southern California.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So how's the weather? How's the weather in Texas? I'm sorry, I'm going to do this list of questions that I think Californians would, of course, be thinking about entertaining moving to any state. So one of the big things for all Californians being that we do happen to have, you know, some of the best weather in the world. But how's the weather in Dallas, Texas area?
Easy default to go. Everybody knows it's hot. It's hot. The summers are hot. We knew moving from Southern California, if we were to move anywhere, pick a dot on the map, we were going to sacrifice weather. Let's be honest. Yeah. Southern California is beautiful. It's hot. It's hot in the summers. It is cold in the winters. And that's what people don't talk enough about. Being in the DFW area, we're far enough north. We do get some humidity, but not what's expected when people think of Texas and they go, oh, it's so hot and humid. Not so humid. It is, but it's not unbearable by any stretch of the imagination. It's nothing like Austin or San Antonio or Houston area. It's definitely a lot drier than that, but it is hot in the summers and freezing cold in the winter.
So when you say cold, freezing cold, you're talking in the 20s, in the 30s?
I'm talking in the 20s. You get, I was actually in preparation for this, looking up the average by month weather to actually remind myself of what they call it. I don't know where these people are getting these scales, because it's definitely not what you see online. It is so much hotter and so much colder in the wintertime. I would say in the dead of winter, which is like January, February time, you're looking at the low 30s. And then with the wind chill factor up into the high 20s. And that's during the day. It's cold. It's bitter cold.
But you're not getting any snow.
We have had snow flurries. And actually, in 2021 and 2022, we had major cold snaps. I know that the 2021 one made the news everywhere. It was actually devastating to the area. We had a major hard freeze, which our infrastructure is just not built for that. You know, our plumbing is all above ground. It's not ready to be frozen. So we are getting more regular freezes and snow flurries, but nothing that sticks. The freezes do. It was like 8 days of solid frozen ice. The whole Metroplex shut down because we're not built for that. We don't have snow plows. We don't have salt, you know, anything like that. But in terms of snow that sticks for long durations of time, no, it's just cold.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I don't think people associate with Texas. I don't think they say Texas cold. They go Texas.
No.
But they don't go Texas cold.
Okay. Now, how about this? How about the taxes? How's the taxes? You got property taxes, you've got sales taxes, you got state taxes. How is everything like that? Or how is it in Texas?
Okay. So there's no state income tax.
Well, that's
so
right.
That's a huge benefit. That's a huge benefit for retirees, things like that. But our property taxes are exponentially higher. I think right now we're currently sitting, and that depends on the school district you're in, but our roads, our cities, our schools, they're all funded by your property taxes since we don't have the state income tax, which is great because really you can watch your money go back into your city. So you're buying in to the city you want to be in. They're rebuilding. You know, if you want to be in a nicer area, it's going to cost you more. It's really great to watch it happen. But I think right now we're sitting where I'm at like a 2.83% property tax. And that changes every year. It gets reassessed every single year and generally is going up because of the boom. So.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you because luckily California does have Prop 13. Well, for now, hopefully it'll be here for as long as I'm alive, but well, that's not too bad. So just shy of 3%, but it does get reevaluated every year. So that part's, but without a state income tax, you're still paying probably less in taxes.
Oh yeah.
Overall.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And if we're talking about cost of living, just on that note, our utilities are like half of what we spend in California. I would say that it costs me the same to heat and air condition my 5,000 square foot house as it did my 2,000 square foot house. We do not have the monopoly that is SCE. Here we have multiple power companies We have co-op power companies. So there's options, which helps drive pricing down. So
that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah. So I would say there's a lot more electric out here than gas, which is weird considering we have a lot of gas lines out in Texas, but there's a lot more homes are on electric more often than gas because the Metroplex and the suburbs outside of it are booming so quickly. I mean, just 20 years ago, my entire area was all farmland. So there's a lot of septic out here instead of city sewage. That's the norm. I remember when we talked to our real estate agent out here, I was like, oh no, I don't want septic. I don't know what that is or how to deal with it. We've never grown up with that. Totally normal here. It's expected. Everyone knows how to take care of it. Coincidentally, the house we're in now is not on septic, but she put my mind at ease to say, hey, this is the norm out here. We'll figure it out. So
no big deal.
That's something very different from California.
You're mentioning the utilities and stuff. Do they do solar there in Texas a lot?
No, you're seeing it somewhat, but no, because we have such harsh winters. We get hail. You get bad hail here. So our insurance costs, our homeowners insurance costs, I think are double. Yeah, I mean,
well,
we're technically in Tornado Alley. We're in the very southern tip of Tornado Alley. And because Texas also falls into, you know, hurricanes down south, we're in this sweet spot of bad weather. So our homeowners insurance is much more. No one here actually pays for their own roof. It ends up getting totaled out from a hailstorm and goes through insurance. So, you know, you'll never have to buy a roof, but you'll pay your insurance deductible. So insurance costs are higher. But with that, no one's doing solar because your roofs are getting totaled out.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, well, you know, it may not be anymore because California, just the last couple of years, in fact, I did an episode on this because the insurance companies are fleeing the state because of some of the regulations and they had to leave. So heck, the insurance here may be as high as it is in Texas now because it used to be, we would just wait till the end of the escrow and they say, hey, buyer, tell us who your insurance company is. And it's boom. Now, right when we open escrow, we've got to get the insurance company because they send someone out to the property now. It's probably 2, 3, 4 times as high as it was just when you were here, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not good. What's the economy like? How's your jobs? Is there a major industry there?
It's booming. Just like everyone else fleeing from Southern California, so are the businesses. I mean, we've got so many major corporations out here. Lockheed, McKesson, Amazon's out here. And that's all in the Metroplex. Charles Schwab. I mean, you name it, it's all moving to Texas. So the jobs are absolutely booming out here. And the growth is bringing even more people and driving home prices. And it's crazy to watch the amount of building that's being done around here based on the jobs that are being pulled into Texas.
And they're still having the unfortunate part is they still have to catch up a little bit on the infrastructure or somewhat on the infrastructure, right? Or the roads and stuff?
Every highway is constantly under construction, always. They cannot keep up with the growth. They can't keep, it's happening all too fast. We've still got little country roads everywhere. We've got frontage roads that align with the highways and things like that. It can't keep up. They can't grow it fast enough.
I ask you, this is not even on my list, I don't think, but how in the food, because I've been to Texas, I think only once, and I have to admit, I had two of my best meals I've ever had in my life were in Texas at a place called Salt Lick. Well, it was the Salt Lick at the airport in Austin. Yeah. Tell me about the food. How's the food in Texas?
A lot. Everything's bigger in Texas. Your portions are giant. Everything is giant. You can find every ethnicity of food that you could want here. Except good Mexican food. We cannot find good Southern California Mexican food. It's all Tex-Mex. It's so disheartening. That's the only thing we do miss is that. But everything else, the food is fabulous.
That surprises me. I figured, you know, you're so close to Mexico that
they do Tex-Mex and it is very different and it is not true Mexican food. So,
but you got all the other
everything.
Good, good. And then what do you do? What's there to do in Texas? I mean, I know you kind of went over a lot of it, but what do you do? What's an average week look for you guys to do or in Texas?
It is so fun here. I've noticed the cities have really done a great job of planning family fun activities most of the time for free all the time. I can look around at the different city calendars and find something to do almost every weekend for us. That's family friendly. I mean, we talk about it all the time, how, oh, this would never happen in California. Oh, we were having a taste of the city brings out all the restaurants, which I know Taste of Brea, they do that. I know they do that in local cities, but it's all free. Everything is, you just come and enjoy, and it brings everyone together. They have different art exhibits. I mean, there is constantly something going on in the cities. The calendars are full all the time. So, and the other thing is being so centrally located now in Texas, it's really opened up a lot of fun when you're talking, what do? A lot of fun road trip opportunities. Southern California, I mean, you can only go so far south. And when you try to drive north, California is long. You're going a long way to even get out of the state. Being in Texas, yes, Texas is massively expansive and huge, but being that we're up a little further north, we can get to Oklahoma. There's some wonderful state parks up there. We can get to Louisiana, also other great state park opportunities for like outdoors people. There are so many places to easily get to being more centrally located. It has been so much fun to just go explore all of our new space.
So the fear of losing the beach and the mountains and the deserts in California, et cetera, it does not need to be there because Texas has got a ton to offer. Well, in terms of,
I would be
of,
lying if I said we don't miss the beach and the mountains. Again, the topography was our biggest
hit. That's okay.
It was. It really was. But there's other things to do. It's not like we're sitting here going, oh, it's just hot and there's nowhere to go and nothing to do. That's not the case whatsoever. Your to-dos just change. No, we don't have the beach. There are lakes everywhere in Texas. They're not as beautiful of lakes. You know, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, it's different. The activities are different. The activities have shifted. There's a ton of state parks around here, like I said, that you can go hiking, you can go exploring, you can go camping, you can do those sort of things. You're just not getting the mountains or the ocean. It's just a different topographical experience.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. How's the medical situation? Because we have a lot of elderly people too moving, and they oftentimes want to ask about how the medical situation is there. So how's that?
The medical is great. It's affordable and it's accessible. Now, for those of y'all that love Kaiser, we do not have a Kaiser type situation. We do not have the insurer/provider all-in-one situation here. But there is plenty of healthcare easily accessible here. Now, again, I'm in the suburbs. If you go out further in the country, you're going to have to travel a bit for it. But they also have a lot of here, something that I do not recall in California, maybe they've had it since then, is freestanding ERs, which has freed up the hospitals so much. So, you know, if you get an injury, you know, your kid breaks an arm outside of urgent care hours, you've got to go to the hospital. You're going to sit there for hours and hours, right? That's not the case here. They have freestanding ERs where you can be seen for matters that are beyond an urgent care, but that you don't necessarily need to become inpatient. I've had nothing but superb medical care out here. And then there's also a lot of alternative and holistic medical care options out here, if that's something that you're interested in. There's the whole gamut of it.
Now you're pretty well covered. Absolutely.
Healthcare has not been, and we have been able to find phenomenal doctors out here, and it's been, yeah, that has not been an issue whatsoever.
That's very good news. And how about the schools? Well, I mean, so you've got your elementary schools, your high schools, and then of course universities too. So the schools, tell us what you want to tell us about any schools and where you're at.
There are so many alternatives in Texas to school. It's incredible, and you get equal amount of support from all of them. So we have, of course, the private schools, the private Christian schools, Catholic schools, et cetera. We have the public schools, the ISDs, independent school districts is what is most of Texas. And then we also have charter schools. And then there is a ton of homeschooling out here with a lot of co-ops and support in that direction. And then we also have quite a few university model schools out here for kids. That would be like a hybrid of homeschooling and regular private school. So they go for 2 days a week. They're provided a lesson plan, sent home with that. The parents homeschool the other 3 days a week. based on the provided lesson plan. So you really have a choice across the gamut for your high school and younger aged children of whatever you choose.
Well, that's hugely helpful. Now, it's not, but yes. It's not like, I think it was Arkansas who, and a couple other states who have, what is it, school's choice. So, but it's not, if you, for example, go to a private school, do you get any tax breaks or do you get any of that money you pay for your property tax back or no? Okay.
Unfortunately, not. That's something that's being discussed to be put on the ballot. I know that our Governor Abbott is being pressured for that because the property taxes are so high. So right now we're not seeing it, but it's definitely being discussed. And I don't believe it's been put on the ballot quite yet.
All right. Well, I'm sure that's going to be. Oh, and then schools. Well, I mean, forgive my ignorance about Dallas, but what do you got? What are the big universities near you?
You got Texas A&M, Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, all within a few hours. So, and there is, like I said, when I say there's pride of state and football, and if you are not in sports in Texas, heaven help you. you stand by your team and you wave that flag high and that's it. So there's the pride in those schools as well.
I've had two of my best friends, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, had one kid at TCU and another at Baylor. They loved it.
Yes.
They really.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Very highly supported schools.
All right. Let's see what's on my questionnaire. I only have a couple of questions left, but I think we've covered a lot. So how about this? How do you have any insects or critters? I know I do in other states and they've got issues with mosquitoes. And one had an issue with some, I think, wild pig or something. Oh, and then I did South Carolina. They had an issue with alligators and it was just cracking me up. So how's Texas as far as any critters, lizards, scorpions, snakes, insects?
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh.
The bugs are also bigger. The mosquitoes are also bigger. Yes, we do have mosquitoes. It's an unfortunate part of the seasons. Yeah, we have mosquitoes. And then we have the typical same things we have in Southern California, the coyotes, we do have snakes more so because, like I had mentioned, with it being growing and booming so quickly, I mean, right behind me is a 6-acre farm. There are still in the suburbs, you'll have this pocket of, oh, here's 10 acres over here that's still farmland that this guy hasn't sold out yet to the builders or things like that. So with that farmland does bring uninvited guests. Texas has wild boars. That's going to be out in the country more. I've never seen one here locally. I've seen a fox, a coyote, a possum. So typical things for what you would see in California.
No, that's actually pretty cool. Now, have you driven from Dallas back to Orange County at all?
I have not been back to Southern California since we left. If that tells you anything about how we're feeling about Texas, we have not come back. We are bringing everyone to us to come visit.
So, well, that's a good thing. What is the drive though? What's the drive? Did you drive
21 hours?
Okay, it's 21 hours.
It's a haul and it's long and it's flat and there's not a lot to see unless you take the northern route across the 40, but the 10, there's not a lot. The drive is long.
Cruise control. Well, speaking of that, how long is the flight?
Flight is about 3.5 hours and that gets you anywhere because we're so centrally located. That has been another one of my favorite parts is we have been able to travel so much more. You know, being in Brea, the ease was always to go to John Wayne. That's the easiest airport to get in and out of, but there's not a lot of direct flights because it's a smaller airport and tickets are generally more expensive, right? But the hassle of asking someone to drive you to LAX, oh boy, that is like a favor and a half. You know, LAX is hard to get in and out of. It's awful. DFW airport is huge. I can get just about anywhere. Most of them are direct flights, of course, unless I'm going into somewhere smaller. But with American's main hub being here, it's amazing. It's amazing. And so is Southwest Airlines. They're not out of DFW airport, but they're out of Love Field. And I can get anywhere. Direct flights, usually about 3.5 hours and very inexpensive. It would be like having LAX in your back pocket. I can get to DFW in 20 minutes.
Oh, easy. Wow. That's very surprising. And then do they fly into John Wayne?
Yep.
Goodness.
Yep. It is so convenient. We have been able to travel so much easier and so much more. And then again, having people come visit, it's a breeze. So.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that as far as the proximity. So you're 20 minutes away from a nice major airport that brings you can get anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, how's your mom liking it?
She is really liking it. It's been interesting for her, you know, getting into your niche and finding your group here. There is, again, there's a lot to do. So for her, she's very young and active. And there's a lot of groups that get together to do hiking and biking and canoeing on the Trinity River. And there's lots of things to do, even for an active older adult.
Yes, so. I think she's probably younger than me. So tell me a little bit about that, the real estate market. I mean, you got a 5,000 square foot home. Of course, not everybody wants a 5,000 square foot home. But what? Tell me what you can about the real estate market. What do houses cost? What can you get? Do they have condos? Do they have ranches? Do they have everything? Go ahead. Sorry.
Condos are not a big thing here. Not in this area anyway, which I found to be completely strange. We actually just had a new development built not too far from me of townhomes, which is like the first development of it I've seen, which is just so interesting because it's so normal in California. Apartments and rentals, right? I would say if you wanted to rent a house, you're looking at about $1 to $1.50 a square foot to live in a Brea, Yorba Linda type equivalent area. So you could say for about 2,000 square feet, if you were renting, you'd be paying anywhere from $2,800 to $3,000 a month in rent, which from my understanding of what apartments cost in the local area now over in California, that's not much for a house comparatively. Apartments are expensive. And for purchase, I would say you could get a 2,000 square foot, four bedroom family home in a nice area for about $500,000.
Oh, yeah. So very affordable.
It's really much more affordable than what you can sell for in California.
Yeah. And now the prices here are continuing to go up. I mean, they've been going up for, well, in hindsight, it's probably been 12, 13 years of continually going up.
And the same thing is happening here because of the boom, because of the job market, because of more people relocating from Southern California due to expense. It is driving costs up here. You know, the local Texans are like, hey, can you guys stop bringing your California cash here? You're pricing us out of everything because comparatively, I mean, it just doesn't add up.
Speaking of that, have you met a lot of fellow Californians?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, hands down, there are so many Californians here. Again, you want to hurry up and change your license plates because the locals are not happy that you're here. I got a lot of honks when we had our California plates. The minute I changed them, it seems to have gone away. So they just definitely don't want a California there, Texas. Understandably so, right? We all come here for different reasons, but there are a ton of Southern California people. Some of our best friends actually coincidentally moved here 6 months before us from Fullerton. Wow. So, and that's just by coincidence. We just met them and we're like, oh, same location. So.
And more transplants from California than any other state into Texas.
Yes and no. It really is becoming a melting pot of everyone. Just because I think of all the businesses relocating to here, it's bringing in so many more people.
Yeah, I got that. I was, in fact, the interview I did with the South Carolina, I was thinking the same thing. And she said, no, there's actually a lot of people from New York come here, a lot of people from all the other states. So you're getting a nice diversity of other states coming to Texas.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah, there's a lot of diversity here.
And now what about the gas? This is always kind of really, so gas here in California right now at the moment, it's around $6 a gallon. Oh yeah, it's come down a little bit, frankly, because for the election year. But what's gas there?
We are today at $2.65 a gallon, which is up for us. When I moved here 5 years ago, it was $1.81 a gallon, and I filled my Suburban up for $45.
Oh,
yes, I was like, "Excuse me, what?" We were shocked. We were shocked. I was like, "It's got to be broken. Something's wrong." So, I mean, $2.65 is still good. And it's come down again slightly for us as well. We were up to like, I think the highest we were ever at was like $3.80, something like that. Nowhere near where y'all are at.
Yeah, it's double or if not more, here. Oh, yeah. So, but in any event, so are there any questions that maybe I didn't ask that you think it would be important for a Californian to know?
One thing I would say is, in talking to people that have considered moving here, if you're considering moving here for just the bigger house, it's got to be more than that. There is, quite frankly, there is a sacrifice with the weather. But you know what? That's going to be anywhere leaving Southern California to some extent, right? Southern California's weather is perfect. There are pros and cons to it. But if it's just for the bigger house, which so many people have said, that's what I'm going to do, they've all moved back. And then you're in a different position because going back can be tough, right? But I would say it has been the best decision we've ever made. We wouldn't go back to California. No shade to all of my friends and loved ones and family that are still there, but it has been the best decision we have ever made. We found what we were looking for. It is so wholesome and inviting and kind here. Just the fact that our kids are being raised on yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. It really, it's what matters to us. And we found it here.
Well, just the fact that when I asked you about the flight back to California, you had to kind of stutter because you hadn't done it for 5 years. You haven't come back. Kind of says a lot right there.
Yep. Nope. And no, because I mean, quite frankly, yeah, I want to see the beach, but there's lots of other beaches. And now that I'm in the middle of the US, I can go to lots of other beaches as well. So
actually, on that note, if you said, okay, I got to go to the ocean, you're going to the Gulf of Mexico, right? That would be your closest ocean. What? How long would, is that 5 hours away?
I think it's about 5 hours down to Galveston. Galveston's not beautiful. It's not going to be a Laguna Beach, but you've got Orange Beach, Alabama, and Destin Beach, Florida. That, those are just about 8 hours drive. And that's where people from Texas usually go. Much more beautiful water just because of where it's located in the Gulf. And I mean, that's only 8 hours away. So it's not too bad for a extended weekend getaway.
Oh, nice. Well, I think that's all I've got. And I think that's probably, you've answered, thank you for doing this, by the way. And yeah. And I think you've answered all the questions that most of the people that I talked to wanted to have me ask of people who are living in other states. So it's been phenomenally helpful. And I appreciate you guys. Please tell Dennis hi and your family and your mom. Now, is your sister there too?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. When we left, everyone else said, we're going too. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just so appreciate you doing this and helping me out and helping everybody else. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And everybody that's listening, please subscribe to the channel if you want to listen to some more podcasts. And it's everything to do with real estate. We have a whole series on people moving from California to different states. So check that out. I hope you like it. And signing off from this episode of the Jones Zone. And thank you, Ashley, so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.